Home Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're joining us on Studio Classroom for our second day of this lesson, all about icebergs.
Yeah, our lesson today is called Iceberg Alley, and yesterday we talked about a very special place where icebergs pass through.
Yeah, Iceberg Alley is apparently a famous area just east of Canada where you can see lots of icebergs passing by. Speaking of famous and icebergs, today we get to talk about the most famous iceberg in history.
Oh, I bet it has something to do with a very, very big ship.
I think so, friends. So we'll talk about that today and learn about just where icebergs come from. Let's jump into it with our first reading.
Iceberg Alley. Most icebergs start out as part of a glacier, a massive river of hard snow and ice that slowly slides toward the sea. When the front of a glacier reaches the ocean, parts of it crack and break apart. This natural process, called calving, sends enormous blocks of ice into the sea. Once a piece breaks off and begins to float, it becomes an iceberg. From there, ocean currents carry the iceberg south, often guiding it right into Iceberg Alley.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看 glacier 这个名词，意思是冰川。比如 ,the glacier moved slowly,reminding tourists of how powerful nature remains despite today's modern technology. 冰川缓缓移动，提醒游客们，尽管现代科技高度日新月异，大自然的力量依然强大无比。来学另一个相关名词 ,iceberg, 意思是冰山。譬如 ,an iceberg floated past the boat, making everyone feel tiny.一座冰山飘过船边，让所有人都觉得自己很渺小。惯用于 be the tip of the iceberg 的意思呢是冰山一角，通常用来形容某个严重问题所露出来的一小部分。譬如 ,spilling his drink was just the tip of the iceberg as the night continued to get worse. 打翻饮料只是冰山一角，随着夜晚继续恶化，情况越来越糟。
Just as it's interesting to talk about how famous people got their start, we're going to talk about how icebergs get theirs.
All right, let's get right into it, friends. This is really interesting stuff. We read together, most icebergs start out as part of a glacier, a massive river of hard snow and ice that slowly slides toward the sea.
Yeah, this is a good thing to know. Glaciers are huge, and they are very slowly moving, filled with lots of ice. Here, we describe them as massive.
Massive, friends, means very big, and it also usually means that something is very heavy.
Here's an example sentence. A massive wave hit the boat, and it tipped over.
Okay, so the iceberg starts out as part of a glacier. When the front of a glacier reaches the ocean, parts of it crack and break apart. This natural process called calving sends enormous blocks of ice into the sea.
All right, so that's how we start to form these glaciers. Well, they turn into icebergs. We saw an interesting word there, calving. That's when a big piece of ice breaks off of a glacier.
And this word is a verb, friends, so you could use it like this. The glacier is calving huge chunks.
All right, we saw another word in that sentence to talk about. That's this word enormous. Just like the word massive, this means extremely large.
Yeah, you could use enormous and massive to describe some of the same things. Like an elephant. You could say an elephant is enormous, or you could say it's massive.
Absolutely. Let's talk about this some more. Once a piece breaks off and begins to float, it becomes an iceberg.
That makes a lot of sense. These glaciers are slowly moving toward the ocean. And once they arrive, I imagine that because the ocean temperature is warmer than those big chunks and rivers of ice, it's going to make those icebergs break off.
Yeah, it will break off and they become their own thing, start to live their independent lives.
I guess you could say it like that. Let's learn a little bit more, friends. From there, ocean currents carry the iceberg south, often guiding it into Iceberg Alley.
Yeah, it's probably through those ocean currents there. A current is a moving flow of water. Or we also use this word for air.
So, for example, you could say strong currents pulled the boat away. Or you could say the air currents helped the sailboat navigate.
Yes. When I think of ocean currents, I think a lot of California, where I grew up. During the summer, it gets very hot out. It's nice to lay out on the sand at the beach. But if you get in the ocean water, you'll find out it is freezing cold.
Ah, and why is that?
That's because of these ocean currents. It's very cold water coming down from the north from Alaska.
Ah, so different currents in the ocean could be different temperatures depending on where they originated.
This is true. And those currents are creating this iceberg alley as the icebergs travel south.
Very interesting. I think there's a lot more we could learn about this, friends. So let's keep going right now with our next reading.
Iceberg Alley. In 1912, an iceberg famously sank the Titanic about 400 miles south of Newfoundland in Iceberg Alley. So since 1914, organizations such as the International Ice Patrol have been monitoring them carefully. Now, satellites track medium and large icebergs.
Night patrols increased downtown, helping residents feel safer walking home after dark. 市中心的夜间巡逻次数增加，让居民在天黑后步行回家时感觉更安全。片语 out on patrol 的意思是外出巡逻，譬如 police were out on patrol monitoring streets during overnight hours of the long holiday weekend. 警方在长假周末的夜间时段外出巡逻，监控街道动态。与 patrol 相关的动词 guard 意思是守卫或是看守，譬如 Each day, the man guarded the entrance carefully, checking badges and greeting visitors with calm professionalism. 这名男子每天小心坚守入口，检查证件，并以沉稳的专业态度迎接访客。
Friends, it's that time we get to meet the most famous iceberg of all time.
If you've guessed that it was the iceberg that sank the Titanic, you would be correct. Let's talk about it together. Here we go. In 1912, an iceberg famously sank the Titanic about 400 miles south of Newfoundland in Iceberg Alley. All right, so we find out here that the Titanic actually did sink in Iceberg Alley.
Yeah, doesn't seem like a great place to travel with all those icebergs, but this did happen famously. This word means that something happened and it was very well known.
Yeah, here's an example of how you could use it in a sentence. He is famously good at cooking.
Yeah, so that is an adverb. It describes how something happened.
That's right. So we learn that the Titanic was sank in Iceberg Alley. So since 1914, organizations such as the International Ice Patrol have been monitoring them carefully.
They have been monitoring them. If you are monitoring something, you're watching it carefully to check for something. Often we use this word for official groups or government bodies.
Here's an example of how you could use monitoring in a sentence. Scientists are monitoring the volcano.
Yes, so they monitor these icebergs carefully, and now satellites track medium and large icebergs.
What are satellites, friends? Well, satellites are machines that orbit the Earth.
Here's another example sentence. Satellites can take pictures of Earth from space. We all use satellites every day, especially when we're using GPS.
Yeah, that's right. So, Garrett, it sounds like because of what happened to the Titanic, we now monitor these things more to make sure that things like this don't happen again.
Yeah, even though many of us might have never been on a large ship, there are more large ships than ever traveling through the ocean, especially moving things like freight and other products around.
I wonder how many boats still go through Iceberg Alley.
Yeah, they might travel close to it, but hopefully they don't crash.
Yeah, that's right. All right, friends. Well, we do have more to learn about this in just a moment. But for right now, let's take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Start out as. Have you ever seen those before and after photos of famous people? A skinny kid with messy hair starts out as a nobody in a small town, then years later, boom, becomes a superstar on stage. Or think about a tiny acorn that starts out as just a nut on the ground, but grows into a mighty oak tree. That humble beginning, that's what start out as captures perfectly. Start out as means to begin life, a career, or something else in a simple, basic, or unexpected way. It's all about the starting point before the big changes happen. For example, many great chefs start out as dishwashers in busy kitchens, learning every secret step by step. Or how about, the little coffee shop started out as a cart on the street corner before it became a whole chain. Here are two more phrases about origins. Begin life as is similar but a bit more formal, often for people or things. For example, the famous inventor began life as the son of a poor farmer. Come from tells where something or someone originally comes from. For example, this delicious noodle dish comes from a tiny village in the mountains. I still remember when my favorite band started out as just three friends jamming in a garage. Now they fill stadiums. Origins remind us that every big thing once had a small, quiet beginning. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Iceberg Alley. Small icebergs, however, are nonetheless dangerous for their relatively small size. In fact, they pose the most danger to ships because they are too small to track via satellite and because they melt more quickly than larger ones, which makes their movement difficult to predict. As a result, the boat tours that go iceberg hunting always keep a safe distance, not only to avoid colliding with the icebergs, but also because chunks of ice sometimes fall off the icebergs, creating waves. Iceberg Alley offers a rare opportunity to witness an amazing natural process. For many travelers, Seeing an iceberg in person becomes a memory they never forget.
Collide 意思是碰撞或是相撞，譬如 Two bikes collided, causing confusion and apologies, but no serious injuries. 两辆自行车相撞，造成一阵混乱与道歉，但无人受重伤。 Collide 的名词呢是 collision, 意思是碰撞或是冲突。例如 The collision briefly blocked the road,drawing curious onlookers and frustrating drivers in afternoon traffic. 这起碰撞短暂阻断了道路，吸引了好奇的围观者，也让下午塞在车流中的驾驶们感到沮丧。来学一个相关的惯用语， Be on a collision course， 意思是势同水火，注定发生冲突。例如Jake and Alex were on a collision course after Jake canceled game night twice in a row without explaining why. Jake 连续两次取消游戏之夜，却未解释原因后，他和 Alex 的关系势必走向决裂。And that's all for today's Language Lab. 我们下次见。
So what's the situation right now? What's going on with ships in Iceberg Alley?
Let's learn about it together, friends. We read, small icebergs, however, are none the less dangerous for their relatively small size.
Yeah, we learned in that last section that satellites observe and track medium to large icebergs, but that means small ones, we don't really know where they are.
Yeah, and we see this phrase here, nonetheless, friends, that helps us talk about this topic. Nonetheless means even so or in spite of.
Here's another example sentence. The test was hard. Nonetheless, we finished it.
So small icebergs are still dangerous, even though they are a lot smaller than other kinds of icebergs.
Absolutely. In fact, they pose the most danger to ships because they are too small to track via satellite. Now, friends, this word via, you'll hear it pronounced a couple different ways. It could be via, or earlier you heard via.
Yeah, that's right. And this word means by way of or through. A lot of times you can just substitute it for the word by to understand the sentence. For example, you could say send the file via email. Send the file by email.
Okay, so they're too small to track via satellite. And because they melt more quickly than larger ones, which makes their movement difficult to predict.
So these small icebergs are actually just as dangerous, if not more dangerous, as large icebergs. That's because they're hard to track and they move a lot faster.
Yes. As a result, the boat tours that go iceberg hunting always keep a safe distance.
There are boat tours you can go on to see icebergs. I had no idea.
Yeah, and they go hunting for the icebergs. Is there anything good to eat on these icebergs?
There can't be, right?
Well, the word hunting here just means they're searching for them. It's not like they're trying to kill them and eat them.
Yeah, they're searching for icebergs or trying to find them, maybe to photograph or to enjoy. But it says here that these boats need to stay a certain distance away to stay safe.
Absolutely. Okay, so they go hunting for them. They keep a safe distance, not only to avoid colliding with the icebergs, but also because chunks of ice sometimes fall off the icebergs, creating waves.
Whoa, that's a danger I would have never thought of. Let's talk about this word chunks, friends. Chunks is something that's broken off of a larger piece. A chunk is a large piece that's taken from something else.
For example, large chunks of bread floated in the soup.
So the idea here is that the bread originally was part of a whole, and now there are large pieces of it in the soup.
All right. Usually when you use that word chunk, the things aren't too small. They're smaller than the bigger, large thing, but still a decent size.
Yeah, that's a good way to explain it. Now, we saw something else in this sentence, friends, and it's that phrase to fall off. Fall off means to drop or separate from something.
For example, leaves fall off of trees in autumn.
So we see here that there's a few things you need to consider if you're going to go on one of these boat tours. You need to stay far away from the iceberg so that you don't collide with them, but you also need to be careful of the waves that are created when chunks of ice fall off the icebergs.
Yeah, so keep your distance. Iceberg Alley offers a rare opportunity to witness an amazing natural process.
And we keep reading here. For many travelers, seeing an iceberg in person becomes a memory they never forget. I can imagine seeing these icebergs in Iceberg Alley would be a really incredible thing.
I completely agree. Friends, what do you think? Think about this as we go on to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 nonetheless 加形容词或副词加 for 加名词的句型，意思是尽管有某种状况，却依然什么什么，是稍微文雅的结构，用来强调即使存在某种负面因素，状态或程度依然没有减少。像是文章所说的这一句。Small icebergs, however, are nonetheless dangerous for their relatively small size. 其中 for 指尽管或正因为什么什么。语义接近 despite, 后面常接名词或动名词。来看例句。He spoke nonetheless confidently for lack of supporting evidence. 尽管缺乏支持的证据，他说话的时候依然充满自信。
Friends, we've reached the end of our lesson, and that means it's time for today's Talk About It question. Here it is. Do you think taking a boat to look at icebergs is worth the risk? Why or why not?
So, here's what I'm thinking about. It's been a long time since that famous collision of the Titanic. You don't hear about them too much in the news. I would be willing to try if I went with a boat with a captain that was very experienced.
So you think it would be worth the risk as long as the tour you were going on was a safe tour?
Right. I'm sure you could look one up from a company that goes out and does this all the time and really knows how to play it safe.
I still have two questions about this. The first question is, how cold is it actually going to be when you go to see those icebergs? Because it's one thing to be on land and feel cold, but to be out on a boat where it's windy over the ocean, that would be really chilly.
Yeah, it would be really rough. I think to all those people who take cruise ships up to Alaska, that also seems very cold.
It does. I have one more question about this, friends, and that is, how much would something like this cost? Because first of all, you'd have to get so far north from wherever you lived to get up to Canada or a place like that in the first place, and then you would have to pay a tour boat to go out and see those icebergs. So to me, this sounds like a pricey vacation.
Yeah, maybe you could combine it with seeing some other things in the area. Many people love to travel to Prince Edward Island, and you could visit some other parts of Canada.
That is a good point. What do you think, friends? Do you think going to see icebergs is worth the risk? That's something you could talk about in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.